Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Arachin Daf Chafei Arachin 25. In today's Daf Yomi, our Mish on the bottom of Chafei Amin Aleph is discussing a field that somebody was Makdash. He sanctified the field to the temple. And the law is that we've already learned that if the field is redeemed prior to the Jubilee year, it can be redeemed either by the original owner or by somebody else. And the Torah tells us that if the person who sanctified the field, who was makdish the field, if he redeems the field, then he retains his rights in it. He retains it as a stei achuza, and then at the Jubilee year, it remains his. If, however, somebody other than the original owner redeems the field, and then the Yovel year arrives, then we say that the field becomes owned by the Kohanim, and it becomes their. It becomes theirs and is divided amongst the Mishmar, the watch who serves at that time. And this is based upon the Torah, Leviticus chapter 27, verses 19 through 21. So our Mishnah says as follows, Hikdisho Ga'ala, if somebody consecrated, sanctified his field, and then redeemed it, Eina Yotzim Yad B'Yovel, it does not leave his possession at the Jubilee year, because, like we said, he retains it. Ga'ala B'No, but let's say his son redeems it, the person who was Makdash it, his son comes along and redeems it. Then we say Yotze La'aviv B'Yovel. Then it goes back to his father in the Jubilee year. And this is an exception to the rule. We said if somebody else redeems it, it goes to the Kohanim. But that's true. But if the son is the one who redeems it, then we say it is retained by the original owner of the field, and it goes back to the father. So then we say Gala Acharo Echad Me'akrovim. Let's say one of the relatives or another person redeemed it. Uga'ala Miyado. And then the original person redeemed it from him. Then we say under those circumstances, Yotzei LeKohanim B'Yovel, it goes back to the Kohanim, because we say that even though he redeemed it himself, but since it had gone to a different person in between, he has lost the rights for it. Even though there are some Rishonim who have a completely different version of the text, and they say the opposite, that it does not go to the Kohanim at Yovel, this is the standard text of Rashi. Goa Echa Min HaKohanim, let's say one of the Kohanim redeemed it, Vari Tachas Yado, and he has it when the Jubilee year comes, Lo Yomar Ho, the Yotze LeKohanim B'Yovel. He shouldn't say, well, since it's anyway going to go to the Kohanim and during the Jubilee year of Hari Tachas Yadi, and right now I have it, Hari Shali, therefore it belongs to me. We don't say that, well, but rather we say, El Yotze Mitachas Yadu Mitchalekas LeKohachav HaKohanim. What we say rather is he has to give it back to all the Kohanim, and then all the Kohanim who are serving in that Mishmar, there were 24 Mishmaros, there were 24 watches, and all those who are serving during that week of the Jubilee year, they're the ones who are going to get that field. It's divided amongst them. So the Gemara says about this law that if the son redeems it, it goes back to the original owner. What's the source for that? Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Im lo yigal es hasadeh, if he will not redeem the field, Ba'alim, this refers to the owner. If the owner does not redeem the field, v'imacharas hasadeh, and if he sold it, that refers to the gizbar, the treasurer, le'ish acher, to another man, then we say it goes back to the Kohanim during the Jubilee year. However, says the Braisa, la'acher v'lo ben, this is only true if he sold it to another person, but not to the son. But if he sold it to the son, then we say it goes back to the original owner, and that's what the Gemara says. La'achar v'lo ben, that the ish acher is considered like he sold it to another person. Then it goes back to the Kohanim. But if he sold it, but l'ben, if he sells it to his son, then it goes back to the original owner. We see from here that the son is not called an acher. The son is not called somebody who's separate from the original owner. He's considered to be part and parcel of him. So this is actually relevant to a halacha that was discussed in the Shut Divrei Machiel. So he was discussing the following case. So let's say there was a person. What happened was there was a person, let's say we'll call him Reuven, and Reuven sold his house to Shimon, and he made a stipulation with him that Reuven, when he sold the house to Shimon, he said to Shimon, if I bring you back your money, if I bring you back my money, then you'll have to sell it back to me. And then when he did, indeed, he brought it back to Shimon and he sold it back to him. Shimon said to him, "You're not allowed to sell the field. You're not allowed to sell the house to anybody else other than me." So then what happened was Reuven came. He brought back the house, and then even though Shimon had stipulated that he can't sell it to anybody else other than Shimon, Reuven sold it to his son at that point. So when he sold it to his son, he argued, Shimon said, you sold it to somebody else, it's disqualified. So he said, no, even though I sold it to somebody else, my son is not considered acher, my son is not considered another person. So that was the argument that he made. So the Divrei Melchiel says, first of all, the whole question is not relevant, because since the stipulation was not made at the very beginning, therefore it's not, since this was a later stipulation to the original stipulation, we're not going to consider it like it was stipulated. And since this wasn't done at the time of the original sale, they didn't stipulate that you can't sell it to anybody else, therefore it's not relevant, and we say that obviously he could sell it to whoever he wants. However, he addresses the question that which he says that he's selling it to, that when Reuven claimed selling it to my son is not considered to be selling it to somebody else, because my son is considered part of me. So he says, well, the Shut Divrei Melchiel wants to argue that indeed he's right, because we see in our sugya that the somebody else, an acher, that the ben is not considered acher, ben is not considered somebody else, it's considered to be part and parcel of the father, and so therefore he should say that this is really not, wouldn't void the sale. But the Divrei Melchiel says, no, that's different. He says, there's a distinction between what the Torah says, or the language of the Torah, and the language of the sages, and the language of everyday course. In everyday course, we would assume that you say you can't sell it to anybody else, that really would include the son. It's just in the Torah's language, when you say you can't sell it to somebody else, that doesn't include the son. But in the language of the courts today, we would say selling it to a son is really the equivalent of selling it to somebody else.